high body. This next exercise is very important in developing a relationship with our body. It is a foundational piece. So after we've completed calling in your energy body and the rose and the sun exercises, you can lie down again in a nice, quiet environment where there are no distractions, and place one hand on your belly and one over your heart. It doesn't matter which one, whatever you're comfortable with. With your eyes open and speaking aloud, say, "Hi, body." How can I support you? Is there anything you need? Is there anything you want to let me know? As you ask these questions, you want to start to listen and to see if the body gives you any images or thoughts. Now, the thoughts are the tricky things here, because when we communicate with the body language is very simple. If it speaks, it's generally in a yes or no. And if we get in touch, and as you become more sensitive, you can feel that where the responses are coming from the body, not the head, not the mechanical mind. Hi, body. This is a very fundamental exercise in developing a relationship with your body. Start by, again, lying down, finding yourself in a very quiet, comfortable place. Keep your eyes open so that you are in the present. And speak aloud so that you are speaking to your body and with your body. We're going to start with just a high body. Allow your body to know that you are there. High body. How can I support you? Is there anything you need or want to show me? Or let me know. Start a conversation with your body. Again, this is developing a relationship with. So it develops trust, respect, and honoring and listening. Let the body know, "Hi, body, I'm here. You're safe." You know, body, I haven't always been here. And most of the time I'm not. And I'm here now. The body knows what's true. It doesn't matter how ugly it sounds or distasteful it sounds to the mechanical mind. the body already knows and knows true. So we want to speak what's true. If we speak to the body and say, I'm always going to be here and I've learned how to do that now, the body is not going to trust us because it's not true. It may sound good. It may sound what we want to have happen. But is it true? So start with what's true, no matter how ugly it may be. It may be high body. You know, I don't think I want to be here. I don't like being here. I haven't been here. I've dumped it all on you. And I'm not sure where I want to go from here. And right now, I'm here. And I am learning a little bit more about how to be here and how I can support you. As you go through this exercise and you speak to your body in different ways, notice how it feels. When the body here hears true, it will calm down. It will feel as though you have more space. It will relax. When the body does not hear what's true, it kind of tenses up. It withdraws and tightens. So it becomes very clear when we're speaking what's true and what is not true. And so the body becomes our ally and can be used as a tool in this way. So continue to practice this exercise. Continue to speak to your body every day, high body. Thank your body out loud. Thank you, body. Apologize to your body out loud. I'm so sorry, body. I haven't been here. I'm learning how to be here now.